This is a WUKY News in-depth report.
It's a billion-dollar industry and the number one agricultural impact to the economy in the state of Kentucky. In our continuing series, Horse Capital of the World, Karen Czar explores the green that horses bring to the bluegrass.
At 1,100,000,
the sales pavilion was full and business was booming at the 2013 September sales. 4,000 yearlings were sold, 18 of them with a price tag of more than $1 million. It's one sign that the economy is improving.
We're back to the figures of just around 2008, which is fantastic.
Jeffrey Russell is the director of sales at Keeneland. He says the money coming into Central Kentucky during the sales doesn't just equate to bigger bank accounts for clients selling yearlings. There is a sort of economic boost ripple effect.
We are very blessed here at Keeneland that we welcome back every year to our sales, both in September, November, and January, pretty much everybody from the 50 states. And then we're up to 48 to 50 individual countries come here to come to our sales. One of my consigners said last week that he went into our cafeteria to get coffee and he didn't recognize one person. They were all speaking very strange languages. So it's great for Kentucky's economy, the restaurants, the bars, the hotels, the rent-a-car, the airport. The economic impact is fantastic.
Keeneland sales may bring in millions, but the 2012 Kentucky Equine Survey shows that that's just a drop in the bucket. Jill Stowe is the Ag Equine Programs Director at the University of Kentucky.
The economic impact of the equine industry to the state is about $3 billion. And that places it as one of the highest ranking ag sectors in the industry. Now, each industry hasn't done their own individual report, but of those that have, the equine industry is certainly one of the most prominent, and it's the signature of the state, and this helps underscore the economic significance of that.
While breeding and the racing industry have a combined output impact nearing $2 billion, Stowe says it's not just high-stakes racehorses that rake in the cash.
The study showed that almost 80,000 of the horses in the state, their primary use is trail riding. And there are just a lot of people that have one or two horses in their backyard, and Kentucky is a beautiful state, and they enjoy going out and trail riding.
And there are equine-related assets, money for trainers, transportation, feed, veterinarians, farriers, and the list goes on. And it's not just horse owners here in Kentucky that utilize equine-related services. Russell says there's a reason for that.
I mean, we have insurance agents and bloodstock agents and trainers, obviously, but also you have the basic economic things of food and travel and all that. I mean, we are blessed here in Central Kentucky, and I think when people realize how lucky we are, we have the best veterinarian surgeons in the world. We have the best farriers. We have the Jockey Club is based here, so we have all the data that's necessary here. We have the top experts in any field in the horse business, and they are all in Central Kentucky.
Last year, Kentucky's equine industry was also responsible for more than 40,000 jobs and $134 million in tax contributions. Russell and Stowe agree it's just one of the reasons we are the horse capital of the world. Join us next month as our equine series explores high-tech, state-of-the-art hospitals for our very large four-legged friends. For WUKY News, I'm Karen Czar.